Okay, 7:55, Mick is here from Montague Webworks, so we're going online. Montague Webworks website of the week. Before Mick passes along the website for this week, he's going to give us a demolition derby review over at the Franklin County Fair.
Did you make it?
No. That's why I need you to do the review.
It was good. Friday, this was the four cylinders, and surprise, surprise, they also threw in SUVs and a big old panel van that
cool.
was driven by a Travel Cuz, this yellow
uh-huh.
four-wheel drive.
Really?
He was mashing it up. He was driving it all over the place. That was whoever the driver was pretty cool.
Uh-huh.
Travel Cuz. But the four-cylinder, the first heat had the most cars, and that was... You know, total mess. You had the two pockets on the side.
Right.
People going back and forth. And then by the end, there was like, I think the last heat had only six vehicles. And then the very last one only had four. And someone was driving a really large white panel van, which I think was the sheriff's. And whoever drove that, his first hit, he went over the car and then over the railing.
Cool.
Just like, ba-doom, just one shot, backed up.
Like over the Jersey barrier?
He used the hood of the, I think it was a pickup truck.
Uh-huh.
And drove the rear wheel. He backed into it. Like, that's the way you do it, right? You back into people.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that, yeah.
He didn't hit the side of the car. He hit the hood of the car. It bounced him up, and the rear wheels went over the Jersey barrier
uh-huh.
and cracked the drive shaft.
Wow.
And that was it. He was out. Everyone was like, that truck, the van is just going to make mincemeat out of everyone else in the field. And it was over.
Well, there you go.
It's the way you drive.
It's the way you drive.
It's not just your vehicle.
Derby.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you weren't on at Sunday's demo.
I didn't go to Sunday's.
Yeah.
No,
lots of rain, some lightning, and yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and you know we done it, and the four cylinders are fun because they're all small and you can fit a lot of them in there, and they're kind of maneuverable. And I can't remember who the driver was, but car 27.
It was a kid from Coleraine, I think, or Leiden who ended up winning. Coleraine or Leiden, I can't
okay.
remember.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But whoever was driving 27 was skilled, mad skilled. You driver 27.
Nice job there, driver number 27.
All right,
like you want to go online?
Yeah, so let's do it. Because I think the 8 o'clock hour is coming up. This week, every year there's a circus, a kid run or youth run circus in Montague called Traveling Rhubarb Circus. So the website is travelingrhubarb.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you know. Full disclosure, my daughter is in it, but there's a bunch of other kids, and they put a lot of effort into this thing. They got costumes and music, and it's the circus is mostly acrobatic. Like they have a stationary trapeze, a thing called the lyra, which is a big round metal hoop mm-hmm. that you sort of go in, and then the fabrics. And they do there's a storyline, and this year the story is called Timeless. It's about kind of like a Toy Story story. Where the toys in a kid's room come alive after the kid goes to sleep, and I won't ruin it for you, but anyway, it's a fun time, and it's really great for the kids if you got kids.
What's the website?
It's travelingrhubarb.com.
And they have a little synopsis of the show
they
there.
They have synopsis of the show. They have photos from past years, and you can buy tickets on the website right on the top right.
In fact, we have been given a pair of tickets to give away right now.
That's right.
All right. Pair
of tickets to, I'm not sure, does it say or does it?
It lists the dates.
Right.
And they ask that.
So you choose which one. It's Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. There are two
right.
shows on Saturday. This 18th, coming weekend.
19th and 20th. If you would like to go, we have a pair of tickets. We'll take the first caller on the Bear Lines. It's 773-9530. 773-9530. Mick from Montague Webworks.
And the travelingrhubarb.com.
Good job, Dad.
Yep.
All right.
Fun times.
7:59 and coming up on Bear Country 95.3. The latest in local news. We'll get the national headlines. I've got local news, too. News this morning from Belchertown, from Northampton, and Greenfield. After Miranda Lambert, Smoking and Drinking. She does this song with Little Big Town. It's Bear Country 95.3.